Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for your servant needs to hear from you.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for there's nothing I can say unless it comes from you.
Yes.
Take control, Lord. As I bring to you my ragged self, Lord, nothing but an empty pitcher. But Lord, I stand before a full fountain.
Yes.
And I know that you are able to fill me to overflow. Take charge, Lord. Take charge and do with me what you wish, Lord. But speak a word, for someone needs to hear from you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is crying within. Someone is empty, Lord, and need to be filled. Someone needs a simple touch. Someone is in pain. Touch, Lord, and have your way. Someone needs to hear from you, Lord. Take charge right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Something then I almost started preaching then.
Right now. Thank you, God.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Have your way.
If you would, just turn with me in your Bibles to the letter from Paul to the Colossians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here. One, I want to read from the second chapter, and I want to read it from the New Living Translation. The first three verses of that second chapter.
Mm-hmm.
The New Living Translation says, I want you to know how much I have agonized for you and for the church at Laodicea and for many other believers who have never met me personally. I think that's Paul speaking to us. I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ Himself.
All right.
In Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. As I was sitting there, I wrote down Colossians 3. So if you turn over to chapter 3, let's start with verse 12. It says, and this is the New King James Version I'm reading out of now. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another.
Yes.
If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things,
come on now.
on love. Mm-hmm. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're still talking this Sunday about love, what the world needs now, and this is part three and perhaps the last part of this series, but I won't promise that.
Right.
What the world needs now, part three, and this morning we want to use as a topic, old familiar saying. Somebody ought to feel it this morning. Saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Saved and sanctified.
Well,
filled with the Holy Ghost. In the last couple of weeks, we've talked about love. This one thing is what we've been concentrating on, and I hope it's been tying together for you, that because it's still right there. That one thing is still just so simple. God is trying to get through to us. It's just so simple. One thing, all you need,
yes,
is this one thing. We look from Matthew, and I want you, because I want you to remember all of these scriptures. That you remember in Matthew, he said, "Master, what is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." Too busy thinking about Jesus. They ain't got time for nothing else. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Every time you get ready to do something for yourself and you see somebody who's in the same need as you are, as hungry or need to be fed, treat them like you would yourself.
Come on now.
It's on these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets.
All the law.
And then we followed that with Matthew 7:12. It says, "Therefore, of all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them."
Yes.
All of the law and all of the prophets. You can know this whole book, but if you don't have love, then you have absolutely nothing.
Absolutely.
And if you can't say love, can't show love, you have nothing to say.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Love. You know, when I was studying, and even to this morning, I came in and just had to look up the word, because it's just been bothering me, these people over in Iraq that's stuck up on this mountain. It makes my heart just kind of cringe. I want to almost cry. It's called Yazidis, I believe is how you pronounce that word. Y-A-Z-I-D-I-S. They're up here on the mountain, and they are a small sect of a different kind of religious group that some even say they're devil worshipers. But then they say that's just confusion, and some say what the name stands for is that they're worshipers of God. So it's just like everything. There's a lot of confusion there, and that the only thing that I could get a real sense of is that It is one thing, it's a religion that you can't join. You couldn't become one. You have to be born one. But all of that being said, it's just that, you know, when you are a child of God, it's something about compassion. It's something about love. Even people that you don't know, just
that's
when
right.
you see somebody that needs help, just be... It's something about being a child of God.
Come on now.
A love being, if you will. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't be like that and have no feelings. It's, we said that God is love.
Oh, yes.
Jesus is God, and Jesus is in me, or Jesus ought to be in me. Think about God is love. He, 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God.
Right.
He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God
is
love.
Yes, he is.
And Jesus is God. John 1:1 says that the Word was God. And John 1:14 says that, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
Now, that's clearly indicates that Jesus is God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Now, last week when we had communion, and we concentrated, of course, on Jesus, the bread of life.
Yes.
And what it meant to be in communion with him. We talked about some things. We talked about the simplicity of Christ. We talked about how do you do the work of God? What does it take for us to do the work of God? What is the work of God? And we established that in John 6:29, it told us that all we had to do is believe in the one that God sent. That's how simple it is. If we could believe in the one that God sent. We established last week that life eternal was to know the only true God and Jesus whom thou hast sent. So we established that all we really need to know is Jesus. Is that right? And we're going to go a little bit deeper today into Jesus in me. You see, because Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized.
Come on.
See, we can say a lot of things, but do we know what it means when we're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost? What is that? Who should I be and how should I act?
Yes.
Colossians 1:27, coming again out of the New Living Translation, says, for God wanted them to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for you Gentiles too.
All right.
Thank you, Father.
And this is the secret.
This is the secret.
Don't miss this. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. We look at this letter to the Colossians that Paul was writing. And Paul's intent was to correct some stuff. He said, some people are getting it tangled up. Some people are getting mixed up. Some people are getting caught up in philosophy. And you know how we do.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Knowledge.
Go get 2-3 degrees. Go get us a... Yeah. So when we get so smart and so educated that we can figure it all out, and that just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Come on now.
Just don't make sense. Saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I started reading about that, and I said, everywhere I look, it was somebody with another theological view, if you will. I love theological views. But everybody had a say on what it meant to be sanctified. Some say you can't be sanctified because sanctified means that you've been set apart from sin, and you can't, unless you live in a sinless life, you can't be sanctified.
You're right.
Everybody had a view on what it means to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. All of the different views. And I just kept thinking, I said, Lord, I know you're not making this that complicated. And they told me that you were not the master of all of this confusion, and it must be a simpler way. He said the secret is Christ, in me. Why that make you feel, make me feel pretty good. Christ in me. So Paul was talking to the Colossians. He said, I just want to get this straight because you're getting yourself all tangled up. He said, Christ, in verse 115, he says, Christ is the very image of God. In verse 116, he says, he is the creator.
Creator. Yes, sir.
117, he says, he's pre-existent sustainer of all things. When we were in a meeting this week, somebody was saying, well, who made God? He was the pre-existent sustainer of all things. In other words, God did it all. Don't try to figure past God.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on then.
Just stick with God is.
Yes.
Yes.
118, Paul told him, he said, he's the head of the church, and he's also the first one to be resurrected, to get up with all power in his hand. He is God, and beyond him there is no other.
All right.
Christ in me. The fullness of deity and bodily form. He said he is God Almighty in human form. When he came here, he was fully human and fully divine. He is God.
That's right.
Same chapter, verse 20 and 22. He said, and he's our reconciler. He said, He's the one that can make it all right with God, even to people like us who've gone our own way, gone astray, but he's the reconciler. He can make it all right with Almighty God, no matter what you've gone through or what you've done, he can make it all right. Hallelujah. He tried to tell the Colossians, don't get caught up with knowing so much. He said, don't try to figure everything out that I'm so smart, I've got to be able to reach a logical conclusion. He said, just understand that God is all that you need to know.
Amen.
Come on now.
And all that you need to do is let God get on the inside. Let Christ live within. And if you let him have his way within, and you can be saved and sanctified.
Yes. All right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't get me wrong. That don't mean that you get all hoity-toity and put your head up like you somebody, like you see people talking.
Yes.
But when you let God exist on the inside, you can be saved and sanctified and still got your feet on the ground.
Yes, come on. Yes, sir.
Filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So as I studied it, I said, so why is it so hard? Because all it is all about being sanctified.
Yes.
See, that's the whole process.
Yes.
I want everybody, don't miss this, because it's the whole process. It's being sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
But people argue about what it is, but what God made plain to me, he said, it's all of the above.
Yes, yes.
You see, sanctification comes all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to that. See, sanctification, when you were out there in the street raising sin and doing whatever you were big enough to do. But when you decided to turn your life over to the Lord, and he said, all you got to do is accept me and believe in me, and I'll give you instant sanctification.
All right.
Watch what we're doing here. As he goes, because that's one way. He said, I set you apart. You were in sin. He said, but I turned you around and I did it instantly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right.
He said, I move you, I change your direction. You were headed to hell, but I turned you around and put your feet on solid ground, and I did it in an instant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's all right.
I sanctified you. I move you from sin to being saved. That's sanctified. But then there is a process. It's
a process.
The second definition of sanctification is a continual process. It's a God in you constantly changing you day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Sanctification. It says, if I let God reside in me 24/7, then I'd be sanctified all of the time, but since I don't,
now come on now.
I ain't speaking for nobody but me.
Come on.
All right.
But since I don't always, I need a process of being sanctified.
A process.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
When I pray, Lord, show me what sanctification means, and he'll show me it. It means being made one with Jesus.
Oh, me God.
Mm-hmm.
listen to this. Just listen. Sanctification is not something Jesus puts in me. Uh-huh. It's Jesus himself. Some of you college graduates, smart ones, work on that. But see, it says you have to understand it's not what he does to me. He puts himself in me. All that means is what I got to do is humbly bow and get out of the way and let God have his way within me. Simplicity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Process of sanctifying. Listen to 1 Colossians 1:30. It says, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, mm-hmm. who of God is made unto wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. The secret is Christ in me. Mm-hmm. Christ in me, and I can be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm. Hallelujah. I don't know how you did, but this whole weekend, as I sit and every time I would think about it, it would just make me feel just full that I'm saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and all I gotta do is get Dwayne out of the way, because every time I could move me, I could just feel full all of a sudden. But if I'm not careful, I'll creep right back in. And hallelujah. You see, the mystery of sanctification is that it's the perfect qualities of Jesus Christ that are given to me as a gift. Mm-hmm. And the part about it is not like gradually. He can give it to you all at once. All you got to do is just clear out and let God have his way.
Come on, man.
You can be sanctified.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Process. But you know, the most wonderful secret of living a holy life does not lie in imitating Jesus.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Everybody tell you that. What would Jesus do?
Talk to us.
And see, as long as you keep trying to mimic Jesus.
Come on.
See, keep trying to mimic Jesus, you're going to keep coming up short.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. So you don't imitate Jesus, but the secret in living holy is letting the perfect qualities of Jesus exhibit themselves in me.
Jesus in me.
So that I can love right. Not loving you because you loving me. Not loving you because you did something for me. But loving you in spite of you. And the only way I can do that is that God rests on the inside of me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The secret. Christ in me. Make me walk right. Make me talk right. Make me want to do things that I didn't know I was capable of doing. Make me want to help people I didn't think I could ever help.
Come on now.
Jesus on the inside. When I run up against something I don't know what to do, I don't know which way to turn, if I can just let go and let God
go.
Christ in me. Sanctification, saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So what does it look like to be sanctified? What does it look like? Let me tell you what it does not look like first. See, Galatians 5:19 says like this. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature,
come on now,
the results are very clear.
Very clear.
Sexual immorality, mm-hmm. impurity, mm-hmm. lustful pleasures, mm-hmm. idolatry, mm-hmm. sorcery, mm-hmm. hostility, mm-hmm. quarreling, mm-hmm. jealousy,
all right now.
Outburst of anger,
oh, yes.
selfish ambition, mm-hmm. dissension, uh-huh. division,
oh.
envy,
Jesus,
drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these.
Now, all right.
That's a pretty clear list, ain't it? That's when you are left to your own devices, when you try to do it yourself, when you try to imitate Jesus, but your sin nature is running you, that's where you end up. That's what a child of God should not look like. Mm-hmm. I hope y'all got that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen some people that act just like that, and they still run around talking about, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. I tell they full of something, but I don't know. It ain't the Holy Ghost.
Not a little bit. All right. Yeah.
But let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, what does it look like to be sanctified? Mm-hmm. It just continued in Galatians 5:22. Mm-hmm. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love.
Mm-hmm.
Joy.
Joy.
Peace. Talking with my grandson the other day, and we were trying to solve the problems of the world. We do that. And was trying to figure out what would make you happy. And we both said, well, happy is not really what you're going after. I said, no, I don't think anybody's really trying to be happy. What everybody is looking for is peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. If I can just not be so worried and concerned with the problems of this world and what's going on here and if I could just find a peaceful place and just rest in the Lord. But, well, you can, because when you're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, you can realize that God is in charge of it all. Amen.
Yes, yes.
I can rest in Him and know that He will work it out. All I got to do is let Him have control of me and do with me what He wishes. And I can find peace. And patience.
Thank you.
Anybody got children in here? Patience and kindness. Goodness. Y'all getting this list? Faithfulness. Gentleness. Gentleness. And most of all, here's everybody's favorite. self-control.
Self-control. Mm. Yeah. All right.
Self-control, right? In the midst of your trials and your tribulation, when somebody is plucking your last nerve, that you can have self-control because you can call on He who lives within. If you don't close them off to one room, right in the midst of all of your trials, you can show self-control.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I'm going to challenge you this afternoon. Mm-hmm. When you go out into the world,
come on now.
Saved. Anybody here think they're saved?
Oh, come on now. Being saved.
Anybody on the road to sanctification?
Yeah.
Filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. When you go out into the world, just go out there and keep yourself composed in all that you do, showing that you are a child of God and I'm saved.
Yes,
God. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Just said to yourself, I want that to be in your head. Saved. Sanctified. And it just means I'm in the process of being sanctified. And I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And one day I'm going to reach the third level of sanctification. The third level is sanctification is when the Father says, welcome, my child. You fought a good fight. You come through the battle, and now I'm going to sanctify you holy. Mm-hmm. Sanctified. I'm saved. Sanctification. I'm in the process of being perfected.
Mm-hmm.
And when God calls me home, I'm going to be perfect.
Mm. All right.
Wow. Amen.
In Him.
Yeah.
The secret? Christ in me.
Christ in me.
Anytime you're having trouble, say, Lord, take charge. Refill me. Yes. The world is draining me dry. Refill me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sanctify me. Sanctify me over and over and over and over again. Save. Sanctified. Filled with the Holy Spirit. I just want to close with a song. I'm going to read it to you. Never before in my life. I told y'all to be sanctified. Y'all messing already. It's actually a song I never heard in my life. So I couldn't sing it even if I tried.
Don't know the words, read
it. In the words, it says, for perfect love I long have grown, I would be wholly thine. Yes, I would have the Lord enthroned in this poor heart of mine. The refrain says, come Jesus, reign in me. My heart thy throne shall be. O tarry in thy throne, 'tis thine and thine alone. Sanctification. Keep on coming, Lord. Keep coming and living in me. Because as all foes cast out, let this poor heart be filled with divine love. Securely fixed, no more to part from this poor heart of mine. Let perfect love my portion be. to thee my all resign. O Holy One, come dwell in me and rule this heart of mine. No earthly language can express the love in Christ I find. Tis boundless and it's measureless in this poor heart of mine. Come, Jesus, reign in me. My heart thy throne shall be. O tarry in thy throne. Tis thine and thine alone. Keep calling on him. Keep calling on him every time you run into trouble. Every time you get ready to react. Invite him in. I dare you. Just invite him every time you get ready to react.
Come on now.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Just give him a brief moment. Just
yes.
Invite him in. Take charge, Lord. And guide me through this storm.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm saved. Sanctified. And filled.
Come, Lord Jesus. God thank you.
Have your way. Let us pray.
Thank you, Father.
Gracious and eternal God, he who knows all and sees all, he who sees the intent of our heart and the thoughts of our mind, Lord,
yes,
ask right now for you just to come right now, Lord, and as we empty out, fill us and refill us over and over again, Lord. We need you, Lord.
Yes, we do.
We need you every minute, every hour. We need you, Lord. Remind us. When we're going through trials and tribulations, remind us that you are there and all we need to do is
present him. Yes, sir.
Take charge, Lord. Take charge, Lord, in the midst of my storm.
Yes, sir.
Take charge. When there's a problem too big that I can't see my way through, take charge, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Show me the things that I can do. Teach me the things that I can.
Yes.
And show me how to be patient and wait on you.
Yes.
But Lord, we love you.
Yes.
We trust you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.